37. 交流与学习。
37.
常用应急场景。范例一。
How to become popular. Hi, Lucy. You are very popular with people around you. What are your tricks?
Thank you for saying so. I don't know, probably because I like sharing my experience and knowledge with them. I think this kind of communication helps to improve our work efficiency and also helps to get along with colleagues.
Sharing knowledge can be very subtle under some circumstances. People may think that you are telling them how to do their work. If they take it personally, they feel angry at you and even become reluctant to support you at work.
That is true. Some people will misunderstand your intention unless you do it in a non-threatening way. For example, it is not sensible at all to arguing with the others or correcting someone in front of other people. To show your friendliness and willingness to share is much more important than to show off.
You are quite right. Thank you for sharing your experience with me. I learned a lot.
You are welcome.
范例二。
Share computer knowledge. My computer isn't running at the same speed it used to be. It is testing my patience every day. Can you tell me how to make it run faster?
If you want to speed up your system, you got to clean it up first.
How?
You need to free your disk space. The simplest way is to use a disk cleanup tool to remove temporary files and installed programs that you no longer use. Things should be fine next time you start. You also need to control what starts up. There is a program called Startup Delayer. It can help to set after how much time programs should be loaded after Windows boots. For example, you can choose to set your Foxmail program to load 30 seconds after Windows starts up.
Very useful advice. I will try them right now.